This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, this is Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening to the Best of America Tonight.
He took their recommendations and he agreed that the only way to restore confidence and trust, public trust and confidence in its vital law enforcement mission, that of the FBI, was to have a new director.
Kellyanne Conway, the mouthpiece for the president today, as Donald Trump boots James Comey. He is fired, and the tweets are fired off, flying in all kinds of directions after the FBI director is shown the door. So the heat has been turned up, and so have the opinions. We'll get yours as we motor through this hour of America Tonight, but that was obviously the big news coming out of Washington, D.C., so we don't have an FBI director, an acting one, but certainly not the one that's going to be in place. It's interesting because Comey had transcended two different administrations, but now you've got the Dems calling for an independent Russian investigation in wake of the Comey firing, because some think in Washington that's why he was squeezed out. Justin Duckham in the wings right now from Talk Media News and Washington, D.C. Justin, so obviously that was the big news today. Did Comey being fired really catch the media off guard?
It certainly did. Initially we have what's called a travel photo lid in the White House, which is sort of an informal agreement where they tell you you can go home. There's not going to be any more news for the day. And that's sort of respected between both sides. About an hour before this broke, they ended up calling one, said it was all clear to essentially, leave your post. And then about an hour later, Sean Spicer came into the press room and addressed some of these stragglers who were still in the White House and made this announcement just sort of peeking out through the White House door. So that kind of highlights how this was something that, really took a lot of people by surprise, sent a lot of people sort of rushing back to the scene as soon as the news broke, and really, just kind of drives home the point that nobody is really prepared for this, not the least of which was James Comey himself from the reports that we're getting.
Yeah, and Kellyanne Conway, she was missing so much that we hadn't seen her lately that Saturday Night Live just poked a lot of fun at her. Where in the world is Kellyanne Conway? And then all of a sudden she pops up instead of somebody else like Spicer or I guess even the president himself, although he wouldn't necessarily do that.
Yeah, for a while there was some speculation that there was going to be a late night briefing from Spicer to give some additional information. But instead what we saw was, sort of the backbenchers of the White House communication staff taking the cable. As you mentioned, we had Kellyanne Conway coming on and, in sort of typical Kellyanne Conway fashion, just giving an interview where, you could poke quite a few holes. And Anderson Cooper, who was on CNN, certainly kind of drove that point home. But her main takeaway from that was saying that this was not a cover-up, which is probably not the best message to have to put that image in people's minds. We also had Sarah Huckabee Sanders addressing this on Hannity as well, ultimately saying, despite all of this new speculation, that people should move beyond the Russian talk. More interestingly, we have Trump tomorrow not making any public appearances, but he will be meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, which, again, just kind of highlights how the optics of this administration are not anywhere near perfect. And then we're not even going to have a Spicer briefing. We're going to have Sarah Huckabee Sanders briefing the media as well. So just a pretty odd strategy coming from the White House, who, I guess, according to some reports and from what we can kind of tell, just did not think that this was going to be the huge deal that it certainly is.
Well, and then, of course, the Democrats reacting. Chuck Schumer says to Trump, or tweets out basically that Comey's firing was a big mistake. So the Democrats not happy about this. Not a surprise though, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's something that you know, Schumer said on the phone with Trump when Trump had apparently initially informed him. He said that Trump didn't have an immediate response to that. But you know, the one sort of public statement Trump has made has been on Twitter, wherein he, you know, again went after Chuck Schumer for apparently having crocodile tears, as he puts it, saying that Schumer himself had expressed doubt in Comey's you know, leadership abilities in the past. And that kind of sums up what the ultimate White House strategy for this was going to be. It seems that there was really an earnest sense that they could just ride on, you know, the fact that Democrats had criticized him previously. Therefore, they wouldn't be able to do it now, even though the context was very different. And that was something that the White House had actually circulated after Spicer had made the initial announcement. They pushed out, you know, a one-page sheet that had some anti-Comey statements from a number of Senate Democrats, a number of other people on the left, and just sort of left it at that. And it's kind of showing up now that that's a message that just is not going to work.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because, of course, there's all kinds of reaction. So John McCain said he's disappointed in the firing, says there has to be a special investigation. Then on the other hand, you have another Republican, Lindsey Graham, saying, hey, a fresh start's going to better serve the FBI in the U.S. Is there any kind of a short list so far for the replacement?
You know, not floated publicly right now. You know, we do have Andrew McCabe, who is the deputy, or who you know, was the deputy FBI director, now serving as the acting director. But in terms of a long-term replacement, we haven't really seen any names right now that could actually be confirmed. You know, there's a huge likelihood that whoever is put forward is going to spark a huge, you know, legislative fight, considering everything that's at stake here, considering the, you know, just sort of tension that the White House has put in this situation. So, you know, there's probably a impulse within Trump world to put forward a Trump loyalist for this position. You know, perhaps Rudy Giuliani, who apparently is in Washington, D.C. tonight. But that's something that, you know, is just sort of being almost universally agreed on right now, is just not going to work out. And, you know, as you mentioned with McCain, we've seen a number of other, you know, Republicans coming out of a woodwork and saying that there needs to be, you know, either an independent commission or a special prosecutor. You know, Jeff Flake, senator from Arizona, has questioned this. Ben Sasse, who is a, you know, pretty big Trump critic, has come out against this pretty boldly. But then there have been other names who you just wouldn't necessarily expect, who have, you know, sort of just expressed a lot of skepticism over the administration's remarks, which I think probably means that there is going to be, you know, probably not a unified Republican voice in support of Trump's decision.
Yeah, interesting. And then lastly, this, apparently the president Donald Trump officially premieres a new website for his 2020 reelection campaign, really, already?
Yeah, this is something that the Trump campaign is saying is going to provide fact-based responses to some of the attacks coming out of the U.S. media. You know, the Trump campaign has been sort of in effect for quite some time now, almost, you know, either immediately after he assumed office or right before it kind
right.
of took place on paper, the, you know, things were filed. But now it's, I guess, kicking off in earnest, even though we're only about 110 days out from, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Buckle up. Your job is safe. Justin Duckham, thanks so much. More on Comey on the flip side.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Nothing to do with Russia. It has everything to do with whether the current FBI director has the president's confidence and can faithfully and capably execute his duties. The deputy attorney general decided that was not the case. He wrote a very long memorandum about it.
So that was Kellyanne Conway once again answering questions somewhat about James Comey, the FBI director who was fired. He was 3 years into 10 years, a 10-year term, and he learned that he'd been fired, apparently, from news reports while he was talking to the FBI employees in L.A. So he was in Los Angeles, and oh, by the way, did you know you just got fired? That's how he got fired. How about that? And Trump sent Comey a memorandum explaining the decision, but I guess he didn't get it in time because the news had already broken as to why. And you heard Kellyanne Conway say that he had lost confidence in James Comey, and of course, what the letter says is, "Dear Director Comey," this was from the White House, dated May 9th, "I have received the attached letters from the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General of the United States recommending your dismissal as the Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I've accepted their recommendation. You are hereby terminated and removed from office effective immediately. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau." Ooh. It is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI that restores public trust and confidence, and it is vital law enforcement mission here. I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors. Signed, Donald Trump. It says Donald Trump. So that was it. He didn't get the memorandum, but the media did, and he found out through the miracle of a television set that was on while he was talking to the FBI in L.A. So Chuck Schumer, I mentioned him. He went on a little bit more about the significance of this. Here's a little snippet of this longtime senator from New York and his thoughts on the Comey firing.
The events occurred months ago, and they should have fired Comey on the day they came into office. All of them occurred before he came into office. So that does not seem to me to be a very logical or persuasive explanation.
Right, because the thought is, and the Democrats are swirling around about this, they're saying, oh, yeah, because now he's starting to squeeze, and he testified, and he made the administration not look that good, so they squeezed him out. And Schumer's saying, if they didn't want him in, he should have been fired when they took over, when they came into office. So the push is on for whoever the next person is going to be. That's it for Comey. What do you think he does next? Is he going to write a tell-all book, perhaps? Right? My short term with the new president. I don't know. The whole confidence thing. You know, he was the seventh director for President Obama. He appointed Comey as the seventh director of the FBI. And what his background was, a private sector guy as a deputy attorney general under President George W. Bush. And, you know, he fired a popular FBI director who, you know, so Comey was confirmed by the Senate for the full 10-year term, but bad luck for him. He only gets 3 years out of 10, and he's done. So remember, there had been all kinds of shenanigans during the election. And if you think about this, and of course, what was kept being called up, although this wouldn't have affected Trump's decision, I doubt it, but that date in October where Comey announced the emails that had been discovered on the laptop of the former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who was married to Huma Abedin, unfortunately for Hillary Clinton, a top Clinton aide, and those messages that could have been related to the Clinton investigation. So his announcement came 11 days before Election Day, and a couple of weeks ago Hillary Clinton said that was part of the reason why she lost. So there have been a couple of wild things that have happened with the FBI director in the last really 7-8 months. And you had to, you know, in my head I would say there were reasons to think this guy was not going to last, for sure, especially talking about this Russia investigation and whatnot, and just the furor that was caused by his appearance on the Hill and some of what was said then. So Twitter was alive and well, that's for sure, and everybody was on it, including Congressman Keith Ellison, here's what he had to say. Ellison said, "We are witnessing a constitutional crisis unfold before our very eyes. On March 20th, FBI Director James Comey confirmed under oath the FBI was investigating the Trump campaign for its involvement with Russian officials to influence our election. Today, President Trump has fired him." Here's what Elizabeth Warren had to say. She said, "It's time for Congress to get their heads out of the sand." She also wrote, "And real Donald Trump cannot pick the person to continue this critical investigation." Senator Patty Murray, senator for some of you listening to us here on America Tonight, said President Trump just fired the man at the head of the investigation into his campaign's ties to Russia. Then Senator Bob Casey said, "This is Nixonian. Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein must immediately appoint a special prosecutor to continue the Trump-Russia investigation." And, you know, kind of it goes on like this. Cory Booker had a plenty to say. He said now it's even more important that an independent special counsel is appointed to investigate the Russian interference in our election. And how about this? John Dingell said, who the hell is in charge of this place? I'd like to speak with a manager. Wow. And, you know, it wasn't just Democrats. There were some Republicans who were curious about this, too. You had, for example, Congressman Frank LaBiondo, who said bipartisan congressional investigations will continue, actively seeking additional info on president's decision for before commenting further. Richard Burr said, Senator Burr, I am troubled by the timing and reasoning of Director Comey's termination. So pretty interesting. And, you know, it goes on like that. I mean, I just was checking out so many tweets after this. David Axelrod, who, of course, was instrumental in getting Obama elected, especially the first time around, said it took 18 days and a leak before Flynn was fired for lying to the VP on Russia. Comey was out in a flash upon receipt of Rosenstein's memo. So there you go. Yeah. If you have an opinion, flip it to me. 24/7, calorie free. You know, the window's always open. Send us an email at americatonight.net, or you can jam on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And I don't think we've heard the last of the whole Russia thing. Certainly the push will be on for who is going to be the next FBI director. And one thing that was said, Sean Spicer said, that Trump will decide on the Paris Agreement after the summit. So shifting gears in another direction, that was something that was discussed in the White House because really Kellyanne Conway handled the situation with Comey being fired. Spicer was handling a few other things, and he talked about Trump making the decision whether the United States will pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement, but he wouldn't decide until after he came back from the Group of Seven summit later in the month. He says that Trump is continuing to hear from advisors on the pros and cons of remaining in the global accord. Originally, he was saying he was going to make the decision before he traveled to Italy at the end of May, because that's where it's being held, but now it's going to be about coming back. All right, we are downshifting in a different direction. Coming up next, the weekly Other Side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on.
Weekly edition of The Other Side. That's when my spouse joins me, Paulie Boy. And we talk about a couple of things that are happening in the world and around us, or just various nonsense, right?
Hey there, Betty Davis.
Betty Davis eyes. That's different than the love and marriage thing.
Does she have blue eyes?
I don't know. Well, remember we watched two of those things that Susan Sarandon played Betty Davis and we laughed?
I think yours are green.
Mine used to be brown. How many people out there listening have had their eye color change? My eye color changed. All right, how about this? Did you know that Southern Comfort doesn't contain any whiskey, Paul?
I did not know that. That's disappointing.
Okay, so disappointing. So check this out. The only reason I know it is because I saw a little thing on it, a story about it. The new owners have decided they're restoring the ingredient because they think that's ridiculous that there's no whiskey in it. So people have been drinking Southern Comfort. I'm not in that category. But they'll probably notice a difference in the taste.
That's good news. I'm all about originality.
Right, originality. Going back. So I do a cheap movie review here on the show, and I do it at the tail end of the week. And one of the movies I was kind of anxious to see, and just because I'm a big fan of Tom Hanks, I think everything he does is phenomenal. I've liked everything. I mean, everything. What was the one where he got stranded and he was talking to Wilson, the volleyball? I can't remember the name of that movie, but even that movie I liked, Castaway. So we went to see, Pauly Boy and I went to go and see a movie over the weekend, and we went to a matinee. We went to see the movie Circle. Tom Hanks stars in the movie, and I think they're sort of portraying Facebook. What do you think?
The Circle.
Yeah, The Circle. So The Circle is about this. I want you all to think about this for a second. Imagine if your whole life was completely transparent. I mean, everything was transparent. And that's pretty much what The Circle's about. Am I right? Give them a little synopsis of it.
Yeah, it was an amalgamation of tech billionaires and their hubris. It was definitely pointed towards Facebook and their goal of transparency, except for their own lives.
Yeah, because of course that's what happens, right? It's just like healthcare. Hey, everybody on the Hill wants whatever healthcare, but they've got a great healthcare plan, so it doesn't matter. No offense. Oh, you're in the Senate? Oh, you're in Congress? Oh, you're an aide? Don't worry. Whatever garbage we shove down everybody's throat, whether we're a Democrat or a Republican, you're not going to be on it anyway, so it's all good for you. I say make everybody have this, make them all be part of the plan too, where they have to figure it out. And, of course I'm veering in a different direction. So, Pauly Boy is a fan of fast food, especially tacos. I don't know how many tacos you eat a year. It could be 1,000 for all I know. It seems like every day you're going out to get tacos. And I was wondering if you'd be curious to try this. Taco Bell has this new offering, and it's fried chicken nuggets shaped like tortilla chips. And apparently Yum Brands, which of course is the Taco Bell brand, they say it has been a huge boost in their profits, 8%, and they attribute it to the chicken nuggets that are shaped like tortilla chips. Would you try that?
I'll try just about anything.
Anything fried?
Check.
Yeah. I wonder how many calories those things are. You know, I saw a picture of it, and they look, I mean, that's what they look like. They look like chicken nuggets shaped like a tortilla. That's it. That's pretty much it. Chicken nuggets are so popular, so that's what, I think that's why they're offering them, because then people have kids, and kids love nuggets, or older people love nuggets, or whoever, they get tired of eating the same thing. So you think about it, and look at all the restaurants that offer chicken nuggets now, so that's why they put that on there. That makes complete sense to me. I also read something interesting about the Eagles. They sued the actual Hotel California, which is an 11-room hotel in Todos Santos, Mexico, for trademark infringement. Apparently, the band said the hotel actively encouraged an association with the most famous song, just like it's what they named it after, and they're... There it is, on cue. Seeking profits and damages. Wait for it, wait for it. Welcome! You know these words, right? The hotel hasn't yet responded. They're going to win that lawsuit, aren't they?
If Trump is nice, I guess.
Well, why, you think he's going to replace all the judges? No, this has nothing to do with Trump. This is the Eagles suing that hotel in Mexico. So I think they win that, absolutely. Wow, how about that, Andy, queuing that up on cue? I love it. I was thinking about the Eagles the other day and how when they did a reunion tour, it was so huge. And, of course, Glenn Frey has now passed away. And he was a big voice in that group. Glenn Frey. He was great. He had so many of those original songs. Remember, we saw a documentary about the Eagles. I can't remember the name of it, but I encourage any of you to watch it. It was great.
Glenn Frey was the original founder of the band, and so that's why the tension arose between he and Don Henley.
Yep, and Don Henley lives not too far from where we live, actually. Did you know that? I used to see him all the time at a Mexican joint that I used to go to when I first moved to the DFW area, which is Dallas for people listening. And he would be, when I first went in, he would kind of be in the corner, and he'd be, everybody knew him. They knew he's there. They didn't mess with him or whatever. Of course, they're not going to mess with him, but bother him. And I thought that was so interesting. He's kind of just soaking in the atmosphere, I guess. It made me think also with this whole lawsuit of Hotel California, you know, the music business, there's always the infringement possibilities and whatnot. In this case, it's blatantly the hotel playing the music, promoting it, and ripping it off. But I was thinking about my first concert, and you know, my first concert ever, and I was really young. I had to beg my mother to let me go and promise her I would just go to the concert and I would be safe, and we would come back from Philly just right over the bridge. And my first concert was Chicago. You know, Saturday in the Park. Remember that song?
Yes, I know who Chicago is.
Oh, you do? I didn't have to tell you. Here it is. Da-da, da, da-da. They were cool, too, because they had a whole big band. I like the horn section. Ba-da-da. Ready? In the park, I think it was the 4th of July. In the park, I think it was the 4th of July. No chance that anybody's going to call right now the network and ask for my digits so they can hire me as a lead singer somewhere. I don't even think the group Me, despite Andy, who is so awesome and works with me on this show, one day a week. I don't even think Andy's guys would have me come in for a cameo. So I just don't have the voice for the whole singing thing.
It's that time of year, music festival season, Austin City Limits, ACL Live coming up, and our own local town is having one. So
your first, for everybody out there, thinking about your first concert, you can always send it to me. I'm curious, because I know we have a wide swath of people who listen, from millennials on up. What was your first concert? And you're 4 years younger than me, so it might be, it probably wasn't Chicago. Who was yours?
No, mine's a little embarrassing, because I was taken to a concert by a parent.
Bobby Sherman?
So,
Partridge Family?
No, I guess it wasn't that embarrassing. It was just Kenny Rogers, but it's pretty lame. I mean, he's kind of cool. I mean, he's got some cool songs, but still, it's kind of lame, I guess.
Lay, lady, lay. Doesn't he sing that? I don't even know what he sings.
He's the gambler. Come on.
The gambler.
Man.
Yeah, no, Kenny Rogers, he's cool. He was cool.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers Roasters, man. He's got chicken. He's got chicken restaurants.
Yeah, come on. Kenny Rogers, absolutely.
He was the man.
He was the man. He still does okay. He probably in Branson, Missouri, I bet he's got appearances there. In Nashville, sometimes he pops up, and he's a retro guy. You know, he still is out there, here and there, doing concerts and whatnot. I think that Dolly Parton, who is tremendous to everybody around her, from what I understand, I think that she's thrown him a bone a few times, and he's done some stuff with her.
Well, he has had some work done, as they say. I've seen him in a commercial a couple of years ago.
Some work. He's had some work done. So what's wrong with that? Maybe it makes him feel better.
You got the money, then, turn into Catman.
That's right. How about this? You're a big hot dog guy, and we're back to food again. Oscar Mayer said it's no longer going to add nitrates and artificial preservatives to hot dogs. So instead, they're not going to do that. The sales of the chilled processed meat slipped 2% last year, and people always complain about, what's in a hot dog? So they say they're not going to put, they're taking some of the crummy stuff out of it.
What's the fun when they take out the mystery of mystery meat?
Really? I figured out that I have eaten about 1,489 hot dogs because I've been to all the major league ballparks. And if you add up my career, the 20 years, and you think of all the games I covered, and they always give you hot dogs, even in the press box. And it doesn't matter what you're supposed to be eating. You're starving. You eat that food. The music means we're out of time, Paulie.
Shucks.
He'll be back next week for The Other Side. I'll be back in a few here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm a puppet on a string, Stacy Island, I'm Tolerant Diamond, could have seen heartache.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight.
She's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space. In my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause she is where I wanna be. That's
segment for this hour of ATN. Kate Delaney, hope you're having a great week so far, because, you know, here we are, just a couple of days into it for some of us. But, you know, there are no rules anymore, so obviously many of you are third shifters or some other form of different types of hours. We know that. And some of you are downloading this show. Hello, hello. Different times of the day, which is very cool. I appreciate all the notes that you send. If you're grabbing the show a different way, but you know, it's interesting in looking at the reaction, the media buzz over President Trump dumping Comey from the FBI and the reaction of some saying, long overdue, some saying he's out of control, acting like he was attorney general, others saying, oh, this is just ridiculous. But either way, yeah, he's done. So it's now about he's punted, he's gone. Whoever is next is next. And that list is probably growing right now as to the possibility of, to the possibility of who could fill in on a very important job where, let's face it, the FBI director, if we've only had 7 and they're getting 10 years, you know, start to do the math. And we look at Comey, so he's one of the shortcut ones. 10 years is a long time. And to hold that position and hold it through different administrations, because do the math, you could only have a president who's got the 2 terms, so that's 8 years if you started at the beginning of their term. And he didn't survive. He didn't seem to me like he was going to survive, to be honest, because of what kept happening with, whether it was Russia talking about the election, the Hillary Clinton thing, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, even the reaction of some of the media people that I've followed for a long time, like Judge Andrew Napolitano, who reacted to the firing of Comey, said that his behavior during the Hillary Clinton email investigation violated respected regulatory levers of the Bureau. And I would agree with that. So whether you're a Republican or Democrat, I mean, he broke massive protocol, etc. And that's what he's saying. He's saying regulation. So there was a credibility problem. There was a credibility problem there anyway. So you have the Democrats mostly calling for a special prosecutor to continue down the whole lane of investigating the whole Russian thing. And, you know, it's interesting the reaction, but what I think is really very curious is how quickly there is no wavering at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. When they decide, boom, they decide. That's it. When they make the decision, or so it seems, that decision gets made and then that's it. We're making a decision. We're pulling the trigger on whatever it is, period, and we're not messing around with it. And I think that's what happened there, that, okay, this is what we're doing. Boom. Done. Gone. Forget it. I got a call today from a friend, and this was a huge story. Some of you listening to us in New England, in New Hampshire, big Patriot fans, and, of course, the crazy mysteriousness of Aaron Hernandez and how his life unraveled. A judge on Tuesday erased Aaron Hernandez's conviction of that 2013 murder because Hernandez died before his appeal was heard. But the district attorney is saying, whoa, 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 that's ridiculous, and is filing an appeal. Remember, Hernandez, of course, was a tight end for the New England Patriots before he was arrested. He hung himself in a jail cell back in April. He was serving the life sentence in the killing of a semi-pro football player, Odin Lloyd, who was his friend. And his suicide came just 5 days after he was acquitted in a different double slaying back in 2012. So the Bristol County District Attorney released a statement, shocked people, and said despite the tragic ending to Aaron Hernandez's life, he should not reap the legal benefits of an antiquated rule, because that's what it is. And the prosecutors are saying that rewards his decision to take his own life. And a federal court said it defies common sense to allow a defendant to be absolved of criminal liability so carefully arrived at by a jury because he intentionally killed himself before the appeal process could run. So his suicide signifies that the defendant waives his right to an appeal. Boy, so I don't know. It's called abatement and in inito, where a conviction is overturned if a defendant dies while the case is under appeal. It's a legal principle in Massachusetts. So they don't know why he ended his life. They don't know. They just know rumors, etc. And boy, oh boy, just interesting and sad. My gosh. So if he's guilty, then taking his own life, I think, negates any motion to dismiss the charges, right? It's wild. The people who could profit from his, but here's the thing, the people that could profit from his death, if he was, and I don't know this for sure, but he was worth millions of dollars. I mean, he made millions of dollars. But once he was in prison, the value, of course, is different. So who profits from his death? Would anyone profit or get the money from his death and whatever that money would be? Ugh. Or is this just, you know, a complete waste of taxpayers' dollars to go back and forth on all this? You know, try to make a decision on this. I mean, what a kick in the gut to the family of the man he murdered, I would say. I mean, it seems so absurd to me, just absolutely ridiculous. So taxpayers take it here. The family takes it. I think they need to do away with that immediately. Immediately. All right, and lastly here on the show, something to be aware of in the near future for all of you, and I see you every time I fly, who are all about carrying on whatever your electronic device is. And, of course, I would be one of those people, though I'm usually not. I don't do anything with my laptop usually on a flight. But they're saying that airlines are being told to be prepared for an expanded ban on carry-on electronic devices. So Homeland Security is considering doing that. Isn't that interesting? That would affect a lot of people and how they conduct themselves on a flight or getting on the flight. We do the laptop hustle where we're all trying to get our laptops out and put them through the bin, you know, put them in the bin, etc. But a spokesperson for Homeland Security is confirming that they're considering expanding the ban on laptops, which only applies right now to U.S.-bound flights from 8 countries in the Middle East and also North Africa. But if they expand this ban on devices larger than cell phones, it could potentially include, you know, flights from Western Europe, etc. And then they're even talking about in the United States. Wow. It's a wrap for this hour. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.